Welcome to the Fear Chronicles, False Evidence Appearing Real, where we are covering real stories for navigating burnout, bold moves, and becoming your best self. I'm your host, Natasha Aga, private practice strategist, mother of two, and recovering perfectionist. This is the space where we get honest about the pivots, the pressure, and the purpose behind it all. If you're navigating life transitions, career shifts, motherhood, or learning to trust yourself again, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
In this episode, let's unpack the when-then conundrum. We've all been there. Have you heard the phrase, "There's never a good time to have a baby"? When we think about big shifts, pivots, transitions, when is there a good time, quote unquote, to do it? Most common answers would be there isn't, right? There's never a good time. So the right time or a good time is truly subjective. You may say, when I save enough money, then I will quit my job. Or when my boss leaves, then I will ask for a promotion. Or when the kids get older, then I will start my business. Do you see the pattern? When blank, then I will blank, right? It's so easy to do as a way to buy time and not really do the big scary thing. The thing that could change everything. The thing that may change your life. Likely it's fear. As this podcast is so perfectly titled, that's false evidence appearing real. When we are scared, unsure, uncertain of the outcome, we may not pull the, figurative trigger. We may come up with one excuse after the other that sounds really good and practical as to why we can't do the thing. Why now is not a good time, or, why we need to do X, Y, and Z before we can do the thing. We may say it's logical, realistic, practical to wait. But what happens when we wait? How long do we wait? When is a good time? When will you know it's the right time? How many more excuses are you going to come up with? When the outcome is unknown or the change is so big, it is natural to hit the pause button. I'm not saying to go in blind and not make an informed decision. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that you may not find the answer, know the outcome until you do the thing. Make a decision and truly just bet on yourself. So not every big change or decision is going to be wildly successful. I mean, let's just be honest here. You may crash and burn. I know I did at least twice with really big decisions related to businesses that I've had. But you will never know until you try. What if everything works out? What if everything works out better than you could have ever imagined? What if everything is falling into place when it really just feels like it's falling apart? So what if the crash and burn had to happen in order for you to learn and grow into the person you were meant to be? So for me, I had to build my first businesses, establish myself, and then fail rather publicly in order to get to where I am today. I needed those experiences and those lessons in order to do what it is I am doing today. Had I not taken the risk, invested in myself, and failed, I wouldn't have the knowledge I have today. I wouldn't have the same perspective. I just wouldn't. I would have not taken more risks and bet on myself so quickly and with what most people would have called a quote unquote failure. Because I don't see it as a failure, my first business. I see it as a launching pad that I needed to get me here to this moment. It started with a decision and then a series of small steps. By taking action, I reinvested in myself. I don't know that I would have done that had I not started my first business. If I had waited to start my first business, I wouldn't be here now. Had I waited to start this particular business, I definitely wouldn't be here now. I would still be in a space feeling like I wasn't doing what I was meant to do and a piece of me missing if I hadn't done the things. So now is all we have. I mean, tomorrow isn't promised. And even one small action today can really make all the difference. What are you waiting for? So, if this resonated with you, feel free to share in the comments below or with me on Instagram. What is one small action that you could take today toward any of your goals?
Thanks for joining me on the Fear Chronicles. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to like, comment, or share with someone who needs it. Want more support? Check out the links below for free resources, workshops, and how to work with me. Remember, bold moves start with small shifts. You've got this, and I've got you.